To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call anytime, 800-387-8025, or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, 9 segments of today's broadcast are in the books. We appreciate you staying tuned in for the remaining few minutes of the program this week. We're back with you from the Water's Edge Resort and Spa on the inviting and relaxing shoreline here in southeastern Connecticut. Had a great week on property. It's certainly been nice to be traveling again. And before we're joined by Chris O'Connell from Foxwoods Resorts and Casino nearby, a quick message about MyPillow.com.
Well, MyPillow has such an array of products to make your life, whether you're on the road traveling or at home, more comfortable and definitely more enjoyable. In addition to their pillows, sheets, and mattress topper, they also offer premium hotel-quality towels and washcloths. They have beach towels and blankets, duvet covers, face masks, and more.
Mike Liddell and the MyPillow team offer a 60-day money-back guarantee plus a 10-year warranty. And right now, you'll save 30 to 50% at MyPillow.com. With promo code CARRY. There's also a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right. Now, while we're here on property at the Water's Edge Resort and Spa, connecting with us on that show hotline from Foxwoods Resort Casino, about 40 minutes away, is their VP of Operations, Chris O'Connell.
Hey, Chris, nice to reconnect with you today. It's been a while since Mary and I were up there doing a remote broadcast of this program from Foxwoods. How are you?
I am great. Great to hear your voice again.
Well, certainly nice to have you on the show with us this morning. Listen, we're traveling here in Connecticut, showcasing some of the southeastern part of the state to the nation. We wanted to check in with you and see how your operations are doing during the coronavirus period that we're in. Find out what's open, and are you getting a good number of travelers there right now?
Absolutely. So, boy, have things changed in the last 6 months, for sure. Foxwoods was closed for approximately 2.5 months. For March, and we reopened on June 1st. Through the reopening process, there is no playbook. We couldn't go to the videotape and try to figure out how to do this. We really learned on the fly and adapted to ever-changing mandates, restrictions, advisories. But really, we took an approach with our reopening and adopted safety first with all decisions. So since opening on June 1st, we've implemented a robust set of safety protocols. A lot more than you'd see at your local grocery store or at Home Depot.
Okay.
Those include thermal imaging when you enter the property. We require mandatory masks at all times on property unless you're eating or taking a sip of your cocktail. An array of social distancing measures, including plexiglass on the table games, really dividers between the dealers and actually the players, mm-hmm. and then also some between the slots. We have now mandated that smoking is no longer permitted within the building, which is a huge change, mm-hmm. and will make a lot of people happy.
I would be one of them.
And then obviously, as with any other business, really developing new cleaning protocols and frequencies of cleaning with all the high touch points, with all the volume of people that come through here.
So, Chris, let's talk about the fact that Foxwoods Resorts Casino is certainly a lot more than just the gaming. There's a major outlet center up there for people to visit. From my memory, you must have at least 50 different places to eat. I'm sure there's more. I recall a great meal that Robert and I had at El Tostrada one evening. You have golf, bowling, zip lining, which is big up there, the spas, shows and events. So I'm curious, what's not currently open at Foxwoods that you maybe are expecting to reopen within the next few months?
Spas is one thing that we have not opened to this point.
Okay.
We have two on property. We are looking at that protocol right now, the safety protocol around that, working with our safety team to do this the right way, to do it the safest way. So, you know, we anticipate something opening in a spa fashion, maybe not like it looked and felt before, mm-hmm. but in the fall months. Additionally, theaters and some of our larger entertainment is no longer or hasn't opened yet, but we have been working with our safety protocol team, and we do have two shows that are scheduled for October 16th and October 17th.
Okay.
They are comedic acts, and in our 4,000-seat theater, we are maintaining a 25% capacity. So we'll have approximately 1,000 people.
Well, at least something's going on
there.
You know, something else that you've also been doing there, and I just want to hit on this before we run out of time. I want to talk to you about the drive-in movie theater at Foxwoods. That's been a popular thing across the country this year. I see you have a double feature tonight airing Transformers Age of Extinction and The Last Knight as well. I see it's $25 a car. Has that been successful for you this summer and now into the fall?
It has. It's been very, very successful. you know, it's really bringing back something that I remember from my childhood.
Oh, we all had fun going to those drive-ins,
yeah.
Didn't we?
Without a doubt. You know, I think people are looking for new things to do, and it makes them feel more comfortable when those experiences are outside.
About how many people can you accommodate right now when you're doing that?
We can fit, at this point, about 120 cars.
Okay. All right. Well,
so the entry fee is by the car. So if you can fit 8 people in your car, then please bring them.
Do that. All right. And real quick, we've only got about 15, 20 seconds, and then Mary and I, we have to wrap here at Water's Edge. Are you optimistic for the fall and certainly going into 2021 with what you're seeing right now on property as far as the activity?
We are. Volumes have been down. Obviously, there's still people who are weary of venturing out. But, you know, I think once people come onto property, they see the protocols that are in place. They see how seriously we take them.
All right.
You know, I think they feel comfortable and tell friends and
good news indeed, Chris. Listen, thank you for the quick check-in. I know that goes by quick. Our best to you and the team up there at Foxwoods, okay?
Thank you so much. Great to talk to you.
Take care, Chris.
Take care.
All right, well, there you have it, Mary. We've covered a lot on this part of Connecticut on the show today. It's been nice to be back out there traveling again for the program.
For sure.
Folks, next week we'll be back with you from our New York City area studio for another live broadcast of RM World Travel. Right now, though, we're going to wrap things real quick, say special thanks to all the guests who appeared on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to everyone here on property at Water's Edge Resort and Spa and also at Preferred Hotels and Resorts. Thanks to our show team, our network affiliates, and our sponsors, and most importantly to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Whatever the week ahead holds for you, stay safe and enjoy.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.